Yeah, that's everybody on the defensive line that just helped me out, you know, since I'm a rookie, just learning the ropes a little bit. And today was just a good day.
Was there a lot going through your head, Jason, all this advice,
I was just taking everything in, you know, trying to apply it to what I got on the field.
Who was stealing your red jersey during the week? Did you ever find out?
I still haven't found that out yet. The investigation's still going, you know. But I did get one of my jerseys back, so I was all good about that. But I still haven't found out who stole it.
So did you have to wear a different guy's jersey each day in practice?
No, just for the first couple of days, and they got me my own back.
So. And who did you wear, Hainsworth?
I wore Hainsworth one of the days and Vicks the past week.
Oh, you didn't wear Hainsworth this week?
No, I wore it one time this week.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Your brother is on some security for the White House?
Yeah, my brother is a uniformed cop, you know, working for the Secret Service out in D.C. So, yeah, I know I got a whole bunch of texts from him saying, you know, he gives me advice every game, you know, just to go out there and play hard. So I know he's happy for me. So is my whole family.
What's his first name?
Jamar.
Yep. How do you spell it?
Jamar. Jamar Jones.
Jamar.
Yep. Yep.
Did you get any special text? I know you're sharing your texts after the game. And
I got a lot of texts right now, and it's from friends and family back home, man. So I guess everybody's happy, you know, just as I am. You know? I don't think it was no pressure. No, it was pressure put on by the media and people like that. But we know in our room, you know, what we're capable of. You know, we play our role where those guys are in. You know, come out relieving. This time we was playing the bulk of the plays, so we knew we had to go out there and play hard and just execute. You know, and the pressure, we didn't have any pressure. The pressure was put on by the media and stuff like that because they thought that there's a lot of people that thought that our D line was gonna hold up. But you know, Jacob, Will, Dave Ball, TB. No, a lot of those guys, Amon Gordon, he came in and relieved us, you know, and we just stepped it up.
Did you exceed your expectations for this game?
Man, I don't know if I exceeded my expectations, but I just didn't think that, you know, it'll happen like this, you know. Everything just came, and everything was opening up, you know, so I'm blessed, you know, I'm glad I had this type of game, and I'm going to celebrate it, and then we're going to get ready for the coach next week.
What's it like chasing after Roethlisberger today?
He's a scrambler. We saw that on film, man. He likes to scramble, and that's when he makes his big plays. And, you know, we tried to keep him in the pocket, but, you know, a couple times he got out. But, you know, we just kept rushing the field, keep rushing. You know, don't ever give up because he holds the ball a lot. You know, don't ever give up, and plays are going to come to us.
Turnovers had a big part in this game, too.
It definitely, you know, had the forced fumbles, and then we had, I think, two or three picks by Griff. You know, a couple batted balls, and just, you know, we stuffed around a little early in the game. So turnovers definitely helped us out, gave us field position, get an offense field position.